Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:47 now. Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning. Congratulations to Pete from College. He has a pair of tickets to see 311 and The Offspring. They're going to be appearing at the Interest Bank Arena on September 9th. And we'll have more tickets to give away this week. How about that? 7:47 now, Steve and Ted, three big things. Arizona Senator John McCain dead after a long struggle with cancer at the age of 81.
Two.
Downburst causes structure and tree damage in Hutchinson. Power outages, but no injuries reported.
One.
Man's death in northeast Wichita called a homicide, number 37 in the city this year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, we've got a traffic accident. This was a vehicle versus pedestrian. Watch out. You might want to avoid the area. That's Central and Market. Also have traffic checker Galen called in a little bit ago. Said eastbound Kellogg right around Ridge Road. The traffic right there approaching that road construction was stop and go right there on Kellogg eastbound at Ridge Road. Traffic update from KNSS Radios brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. In the East Terry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 94 degrees. Sunday's high was 95. We'll have a south wind at 18 to 24 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy with a 10% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 76. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high again, 94. Now partly cloudy, south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. 76 degrees. Picture yourself in a hat and see what a hat can do for you, whether it's for sun protection or the strong Kansas wind. Hatman Jack says something for you at the clock tower in Delano. Hatman Jack. Just counting one, two, three, four. I think I got five Hatman Jack hats.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
It's like you got a little collection going.
I do. Hatman is, he's my buddy.
If you have a punch card there, if you buy nine, you get the 10th one free?
Jack Kellogg.
I don't think Jack operates.
No, he doesn't. I just, you know, I try to be nice in there so I don't get thrown out. Okay?
No, that's always a great place to go shop.
Nominated by the Mary Jane Teal Theater Arts Awards for Lead Male in a Musical, Ted Woodward as John Adams in 1776. I think it was our granddaughter, Evan, and Shelley and I came to see that.
Yes.
We? Yeah. We saw your performance, and it was terrific. And now Mary Jane Teal Theater Awards, they may give you the big prize.
I'm a nominee. Well, we'll see how things turn out.
I would imagine that is a pretty terrific-looking trophy and maybe a large sum of money.
I'm up against some pretty stiff competition in that category.
Will there be any money?
I don't think there's a stipend, but there is some hardware that goes with that.
Yeah, so we'll see. And it's an honor. It's a heck of an honor. Right?
Yeah, this is the second time I've been nominated. I got nominated for Full Monty 5 years ago.
Oh, well, here you go.
Did not win that one, but we'll see how this goes this year.
It was a ton of fun. Just have a feeling that you're going to get it there. I don't know.
We'll see.
All right. Stocks ended the last day of the trading week in the green Friday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 133 points at 25,790. The Nasdaq Composite up 67 at 79.45. The S&P 500 up 17 at 28.74. We saw plenty of winners and names hitting all-time highs, including consumer, tech, energy stocks, TJX, Ross Stores, Visa, Take-Two Interactive, Marathon Oil, just to name a few. We also saw American Express and United Health as winners as well that were hit all-time highs. That being said, you had a couple of names up about 20% this week, including Advanced Micro Devices and Williams-Sonoma. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
President Donald Trump says the United States is close to a big trade agreement with Mexico, citing improving ties between the two countries.
Huh.
Trump says on Twitter, where else, that the U.S.-Mexico relationship is getting closer by the hour. He says a trade deal could be happening soon. A federal judge has dealt a blow to President Trump's effort to overhaul the U.S. bureaucracy. including by making it easier to fire government workers. U.S. District Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says in a ruling issued Saturday that key provisions of three executive orders Trump signed in May undermine federal employees' right to bargain collectively as protected by federal law. She said, adds in her decision, that the president must be deemed to have exceeded his authority in issuing them. So another tussle between the president and the courts there. The average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline dropped 2 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, $2.91 a gallon, says industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. And a piece of computer, I like this, piece of computer history that helped launch a trillion-dollar company is hitting the auction block. A fully functioning Apple One being auctioned by Boston-based RR Auction in September is one of only 60 or so remaining of the original 200 that were designed and built by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak in 1976 and 1977.
When they say fully functioning, what does that mean?
That doesn't do a lot.
What does it do?
That doesn't do a lot compared to what you got on your wrist now. But there you go. That's going to be quite a collector's piece. All right, let's take a look at some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Wichita's NetApp is growing its workforce. NetApp is a cloud data services company.
Okay.
It has listed on its LinkedIn page about 30 open positions. And most are for software engineers.
Okay.
The tech workforce was a topic of discussion during a roundtable called by high-tech technology CEO Wayne Chambers. A source tells the Business Journal initiatives from the roundtable are being discussed.
Okay.
Envision just hosted a big conference in Wichita. About 250 people who are low-vision professionals and researchers took part in a four-day conference through Saturday at the Hyatt. Envision says the conference is the only centralized source of accredited low-vision continuing education. First time to be held in Wichita.
Yeah, they do a lot of great work.
Wichita State University is going to begin offering classes at McConnell Air Force Base. The on-base education will be offered by WSU faculty. It will include eight-week programs and traditional term courses. Classes will be offered in seven different study areas. Courses are expected to begin in October. There's some business news for you this morning, courtesy of the Wichita Business Journal.
Speaking of Wichita State, somebody told me that Wichita State set up a big presence at the former Wichita Mall.
Wichita Mall? What, out on Harry Street?
Over at Harry and Oliver.
Huh.
And they've set up like a south campus over there, and they've done a bunch of renovations.
I know they've got some satellites. They're going out west.
I kind of didn't realize that.
So they've got satellites. All right. 7:54, and I'm going to steal your thunder a little bit, but playwright Neil Simon passed away this weekend. And I know you're going to talk about him on the Blur.
We'll do a little bit.
But I was just thinking before we do that, so many hits. Do you have a favorite of his hits?
Well, I'm not going out on a limb very far, and I'm going to say The Odd Couple.
Oh yeah,
it's just that's just an American classic.
Oh yeah, I have to agree with that.
So many funny lines in that show.
I never saw the play, but I saw the movie Barefoot in the Park, and I thought that was very well done.
It was what, Rumors?
Rumors.
Yeah.
Is that one of his?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember that one. Any others that come to your mind?
I was in a Neil Simon play in high school.
What was that?
Fools.
Is that right? I don't know
about a village in Russia where everybody is cursed to be stupid, and they hire a school teacher to teach them anything.
Anything.
It's a funny little show.
You know, it sounds like it would be really fun to do, especially in high school.
Neil Simon, just a clever mind.
Oh, it's a great.
Had a great way of fashioning humor and finding situations that were just very amusing.
Well, we'll have more on that coming up in the Blur here, and probably all right, let's see what it is. Oh, it's 7:55 now. Steve and Ted, and coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll update you on plans to honor the late Senator John McCain. Ted's going to have sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll get to sports. Wingnuts trying to chase that postseason spot with 8 games to go.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur. You're going to talk about Neil Simon and other things,
we'll have a review of how the movies did at the box office this weekend. And we got some movie anniversaries all coming up in entertainment news at 8:35.
All right, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour right here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.